Um.
He needs dialysis, and he's been off now for 2 days, and he's in critical condition.
Now we're so very hungry and thirsty. That's why we're here, because even if so, if you have water or food there.
Hey everybody, welcome to America Tonight. That's some of the voices in the Philippines, people who are desperate, in need of medical attention, food, shelter, you name it. It is just a complete disaster there of epic proportions. And there are so many in the United States who have friends, family, and military buddies who are in the Philippines. And you think of the Philippines in general, and you're talking about 7,000 islands, and it's unbelievable the devastation in Tacloban, which is where a main hub where so many of the people are gathering around, and seeing that not too far from there, there's looting, and the stench of so many who were killed in this, it just fills the air. So far, officially, 1,700 plus people dead. They think that number could be up to 10,000. The Red Cross, because this is what they have to deal with, and it shows you the guessing game when it comes to how many people are we going to find the bodies and digging through all of this rubble. They've ordered 10,000 body bags, 10,000 body bags to respond to what is just an unbelievable wake of damage and sad, sad stories of so many people who are trying to find relatives and are desperate for humanitarian aid. Now, you've got about 4 million plus who are affected by the storm. Some of them are injured, like I said. And then you've got to think in your mind, well, how bad was this storm that it created this food and water shortage that turned these homes over top of each other? Well, you have to think, to put it into perspective, if you remember what happened in Katrina, and think of the water and think of what happened there in New Orleans and think of what happened in Mississippi, and it's three times as bad as Katrina. That's the comparison. Three times as bad. And they're saying this is just the first round of trying to assess what the damage is on the ground. But with the limited food, water, pools, a polluted water, sanitation, this is always the thing, because disease, infection, when you've got that many people in that situation. So you have Doctors Without Borders who are trying to get there and do what they can to vaccinate people for tetanus because of the bacteria. Psychologically, it's off the charts with the super typhoon. And then with the medical supplies, the few hospitals that are standing, they've had to tell people to go away because they're overwhelmed with injured people. So the military, the people are trying to make their way to the airport. The military is trying to do what they can for medical health care. Of course, the World Health Organization, they're trying to support the Philippines and trying to worry, you know, trying to warn them about those disease outbreaks that I mentioned, and the public threat and all of that, and trying to send and help to do whatever they can. And I guess now they're saying USAID, that's the name of the first group to really be able to reach out to the victims after the typhoon. They had water. They had those hygiene kits, which are key. They had sanitation equipment. They had food. And the U.S. Marines, thank goodness, because there are plenty there, have been helping to distribute all of that. Thank goodness, as we go through Veterans Week here on America Tonight, that we have the Marines that are everywhere that they can possibly get and trying to make their way into areas that are tough to help the people who are stuck, because you're talking, you know, thousands and thousands, over 4 million people, but thousands of survivors gathering in certain areas, and just completely lost and can't get in touch with anyone, because in this disaster, with everything blown apart, you have families that were separated, and cell towers naturally are down, and there's a telecom company that set up a charging station, and they're trying to help people, but it's a nightmare, needless to say. And you just think of the pictures you saw from Katrina, and then multiply that. And so many of the veterans that I've talked to mention how nice the Filipinos are and what it was like to be in the Philippines, and the conversations that they had with the folks when they lived there. And some of these people are, you know, you're talking about a different way of life. So many of these people are so incredibly poor already, and then those that did have something now have find themselves in the situation where they've, you know, lost everything, and you have the looting on top of that. And then plus you have gangs who are in the streets going through these suburban, if you want to call them that, areas, and it's just absolutely an unbelievable thing to see, and to see the response, at least, is heartwarming. And of course, in the United States, what happens? We're there to do whatever we can for to help in these zones that are just littered with bodies and problems and anything that you can imagine. They're trying to throw everything they can toward the people in the Philippines. Coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the latest move now that the long holiday is over. You have Congress back in session. There is a push to let you keep your health care. This is the latest part of dismantling Obamacare. The Republicans of the House think they have plenty of Democrats on board. Some in the Senate have their own bill going because it's re-election time in 2014. And people are furious, people who didn't think that they were part of what was happening with affordable health care now find, as they get notices, they are affected and they don't like it. So they're starting to speak out about their dislike of having to give up their insurance, which would kick out probably in January. The individual mandate, officially, before you get fined, you have until the end of March, so there's also a push to delay that for a year, and all of that's going to be the heavy focus coming out of Washington, D.C. for the rest of the week. The focus will absolutely be on what can we do to pull this apart? How can we, you know, how can we push this off for even if it's a year and try to attack this? Because the people are speaking, and they don't like it, and it's not even a political thing. In many cases, you have plenty of Democrats who are not on board, realizing that they're paying more for their visits, more for their health care, and then you find out that are they helping anyone? People aren't joining the exchanges, and they need the healthy people to jump on the exchanges, and they're still having problems signing up, or they're not interested in signing up because they'd rather pay the $95 fine. So we're talking about that next here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
here in America tonight, we're talking about Obamacare and the effect on your family and some of the bills that are going to be introduced both in the Senate and in the House. And, of course, in the House, there's a much better chance of some passage of let people keep their health care, which, for whatever that will do, just keeps raising the awareness. And in the Senate, there's not going to be as much support for a vote there. What's interesting is the numbers will come out later, and the Obamacare site, of course, is going to fall far, far short of their 500,000 target. Some people haven't even signed. Some states are not showing any sign-ups, and mixed in all together, it's absolutely going to show that, I think. Without a doubt. And, of course, the other thing is Americans are reaching out, as always, to try to help the people in the Philippines. And if you've seen, this is radio, but if you've seen any of the pictures, let me tell you, it is horrific what's happened. And people are desperate for help there. Water, food, shelter. I mean, they're on the streets. They're on the streets, frankly, with bodies because you just have shards of materials all over the place, and the stench supposedly is unbelievable, and it's tragic, it's awful. They're trying to comb through, figure out what they can do. They have bodies that they're lining up in buses, that they can find buses. I mean, you're talking about the construction there was already bad, and it just blew up with the winds from that typhoon that smashed into the central Philippines, because that's where it is. And the concoction of the geography of that and the population has led to a pretty vulnerable area. and these killer typhoons, and where it looks like it's headed when you look down the road, that forecasting some of these storms, not good. You had a couple of storm surges, two stories high, and some of the highest winds, they say, ever measured in a tropical cyclone, almost 200 miles an hour, specifically 195 mile an hour was clocked by U.S. satellites, which is crazy. So naturally, these homes were blown over. How could you stand a chance in the middle of that? This is one of the strongest ones to hit land in this century. And this is, I mean, it hit central Philippines at its peak, tossing everything in its wake. And you add the water to that, the factors of terrible construction, and it's just like a bomb went off in the middle of this, an incredible bomb. So you have the Marines that are there. Many of the Marines are there. We've deployed a ton of them with food and water and anything that they can possibly get to the people. But it's a horrific situation, to say the least. All right, quickly, let's slide out to Richard in New York. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to discuss the Philippines issue, and the place is called Tacloban. Now, I'm a veteran. I'm a former U.S. Marine. I was stationed in the Philippines with Charlie Company, Marine Barracks, Subic Bay, detached at NRTF Cabus Tarlac. I was there from 84 to 86. They have experienced typhoons. In fact, they used to put the radio, the PR-77, on my back because it gave me an extra 25 pounds. Okay, so I know what typhoons are, but this thing was almost three times that size, what I've experienced, like 100-mile-an-hour winds or so. This thing was almost three times that size. Now, the other thing I want to tell you about Tacloban is that it's got a lot of history. It's actually Leyte. I haven't heard anyone say that this is Leyte. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Battle of Leyte in the Pacific?
Yes.
It was the retaking of the Philippines in 1944 by MacArthur, who said he would return. And he did, you know, after the Battle of Leyte. But, you know, that's another thing. As far as our forces are concerned, okay.
So what can you tell us about Leyte? So that's that in that region that you're talking about. So
that is the northern Gulf of Leyte. And the island is Tacloban. T-A-C-L-O-B-A-N. It's 325 miles south of Manila. Now, Manila is on another island called Luzon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are 7,000 islands in the Philippines.
Yes.
You know that?
Yeah, that's why they're saying, keep talking geographically. If you look at a map, it's really central Philippines. That's why, because there's so much, that's what
central.
I said, they're so flat.
Now, Luzon is considered northern. Okay? So this is where MacArthur landed his troops, almost exactly where he landed his troops toward the end of World War II to retake the Philippine Islands.
Wow.
Okay, right now we have the 3rd Marine Expeditionary Brigade under General Paul Kennedy deployed to the region, and also the USS Washington, which was, prior to that, in port in Hong Kong. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That seems interesting to me.
That is interesting.
I could go through more notes, but I'm telling you that this is all I've gotten from the time I got back from the vet, because my dog was hit by a car last night.
And
I was up all night with him and tried to stabilize him. And it was
that's
the Marine
rough.
Corps birthday. It was in November. I mean, and I always look when I let him out for when he has to go out the last time at night, because the deer are starting to run okay? And the dogs are going nuts and everybody's running around. The vet told me that more dogs are getting killed like that for some reason. He's never seen anything like it. And
What area, Richard, let me stop you there. What area of New York, where do you live in New York?
Well, it's called Central New York. It's the Finger Lakes region.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm, you know, way away from New York City. I mean, I'm out there, but I'm just north of the Pennsylvania border. So
yeah.
We got a lot of, you know, the deer are starting to move.
Yeah.
And the animals, you know, they sense it too.
Wow.
We sense it, and we sense it. You know, we got a lot of Mennonites and Amish out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us are retired military or whatnot. It seems to be a pattern to all this, and yet people don't seem to know what's going on. The U.S. Marines are responding. U.S. Marines were on the ground.
Yeah,
this incident.
Yes.
In the Philippines.
Yes.
Because that lieutenant colonel said that he walked almost 10 miles to get back to the airfield.
Well, yeah,
that's his statement.
Yeah, it's crazy. Richard, thanks so much for adding some of that and what, you know, the region and what it's like and whatnot. And we've talked about that. We've talked about the Marines, just like Richard was stationed in that area. They're the responders here. They've been key to what's happened in trying to help the people on the ground, because it's just that awful. And you heard Richard say that they, with those islands, they had typhoons before, but never anything like what we're describing now. And, you know, they say a photograph is worth 1,000 words. And I'm telling you, if you see any of the photographs of this area, it is just, mind-numbing. If you go to the website americatonight.net, on the side, you click on their stories, it shows you the unbelievable devastation, and it is indescribable. Words just don't really do enough to tell you what it's like on the ground. Coming up on America Tonight, retired Sergeant Major Bruce Parkham. He'll join us to talk about the years that he spent in the Green Berets and what he did during his time, the countries that he was dropped into in Latin America, Kosovo. He was one of the first people on the ground. So stay with us as we continue to honor veterans here on America Tonight.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123
FreeSeeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Talk with veterans today on this, of all days, very important day. And really throughout this whole week, we're celebrating Veterans Day. That's the way I feel, certainly, with people in my own family. He's the CEO of the McGowan Group, and his name is Bruce Parkham, Sergeant Major Retired Bruce Parkham. He went into the Army in 1980, spent 2 decades plus 1 in service, and that included 18 years in the Green Berets. Boy, that is a one tough group. They never leave a man behind, and if I needed help, I'd go to the Green Berets. Hey, thanks so much, Bruce, for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
No problem, Kate. I really appreciate being here. Thank you.
So talk about, I wanted to wind the clock back for a minute and take you back to 1980 and your decision to go to the Army, and do you remember what that was like, and do you remember when you went through basic and you realized, wow, I'm really in this, and when you could feel that camaraderie with the group you were involved with?
Yeah, I mean, my road to the Green Berets is a lot different from most. My decision to join the Army was kind of made by my father when he informed me that my only options after high school were to get out of the house or join the Army. And so I promptly selected one of them, and he took me down to the recruiters, and I went in 1980 and actually joined the infantry. There were no direct roads to special forces at that time in 1980 that I was aware of at the time. And spent 3.5 years in the infantry, and was in Germany. Started to really feel that the Army was my only hope. I was a very confused young man, a lot of issues at that time. And as a matter of fact, I ended up in Special Forces because my first sergeant, who was a Green Beret combat veteran with MACV-SOG, which was the classified Special Forces operation in Vietnam, took a look at me. I talked about being a Green Beret, and I had actually caused so much trouble that he had typed up my paperwork to kick me out of the Army and at the same time offered me a Special Forces packet. And he told me to select one, and because he said it was the only place that I would really thrive. As a young man, I had a lot going for me, but it wasn't going to happen in the regular Army. So I once again made a choice and entered the Green Berets in 1984 and stayed until my retirement in early 2001.
Wow, so you get into Special Forces. What was it like going from infantry? I love the story, by the way, that you didn't have a choice again. So you moved from infantry level to now Special Forces Green Beret. And as I said, I have some friends that are Green Berets. They are awesome guys. And they, like I said, if I was ever in trouble, they're the first two guys that I would call. What was it like being part of that group?
It was just unimaginable to go from the regular Army, where there's so much structure and rules, to an environment where basically you're so empowered as a sergeant to do to run classes, to develop classes, to lead troops in deployment for combat and to do training. And I mean, the level of empowerment that you have there is just unlike anything else. It's truly a democratic entity. I mean, we have a very high rank structure, but we all work so closely together that rank is immaterial. It's a meritocracy. You are selected to do what you do because you're better than anybody else. And after you go through all that training, and you know, which is airborne school, and then you get, your phase one back then, which is like a mini ranger course for 4 weeks of small unit tactics and survival training. And then you go as a combo man, which I was, 8 weeks of Morse code training, then another 8 weeks of communications training, then another 4 weeks of field training to get your Green Beret. And you just meet these unbelievable men that had done so much in your life, and they were such great mentors. I mean, I'd been raised by Vietnam vets all the way up until then. It was great. And I knew that once I had put that green hat on and I got my first operational detachment and we deployed, I was stationed in Panama at that time when we had a battalion there, and I deployed in my first trip to the middle of the Amazon jungle in Peru to work with their special forces in a place that we didn't even have maps for. We were so far out in the Amazon basin. We didn't have map coverage. I knew that I had found my home.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere, no maps, nothing. You have to have incredible, I mean, what would you say, what are the key attributes to being good with Special Forces, to be a candidate for Special Forces, and to really be a member of the Green Berets where you can stick with that core, it's not too much? What are the three things you have to have?
Well, I would say that, based on what we look for, our requirements in the military and our mission relies on a key attribute that, most other military organizations, to include the elite ones, never, ever look for, and that is the ability to build rapport. It's that that ability to build a level of respect between you as an American and an indigenous person from any other culture, to build that rapport that's necessary to go ahead and facilitate your mission and get accomplished what needs to be done for this country. Other than that, the ability to work outside the box, to think outside the box. We're a very unregimented organization. I mean, our men are given a mission. I've seen it, but we've dropped 12 men. That's the size of our ODAs. Our unit is a team of 12 individuals. That's all. We'll get dropped off in the middle of the country with nothing else than to say, we'll be back in 6 months, take this unit and build a ranger, ranger battalion out of it. And we'll get dropped off, and that's our mission. We have very minimal oversight, and because of the maturity of our men, we get this thing done. So the ability to build rapport, the ability to think outside the box, and then maturity. We look for maturity in our individuals far beyond their years. I'd say those are the three key attributes that we look for that other units don't look for. You hear about the Navy SEALs and the Army Rangers and Delta Force and all these guys. I mean, they're all they look for physical fitness, of course, and mental toughness and stamina. And that's, I consider that the base of what we look for in special forces, and then those other attributes of what I look for that are above and beyond what most other organizations seek in their people.
Yeah, well said. So taking those attributes, one of the many places where you were dropped off was Kosovo. Wow. Was that at the height of the action that was over there? Because it was crazy at times.
Yes. I took the first group. It was called a Special Operations and Command and Control Element, a SOCC. I was the company sergeant major of the company that was selected to bring the first Special Forces guys into Kosovo after the air war. We did have a couple of other SF units on the ground when we landed. We were the first organized command structure to show up, and we built. That goes to something that I was talking about earlier about the ability to think outside the box. When we showed up in Kosovo, there was no military structure at all. Nothing. I mean, we were sitting in the field. They were dropping connexes off, helicopters flying away. And in 6 months, we built the entire special operations infrastructure that exists to this day that's still supporting activities in Kosovo 13 years later. And, I was the only guy in the company because I'd served in the El Salvadorian conflict for a year and a half. I was really the only guy in my company that had seen combat. So I was able to provide that level of mentorship to my men, which was key at that time because this was, prior to 9/11, and able to really lead them in a direction that, some other sergeant majors might not have been able to do because of my experience in El Salvador.
Yeah, thanks for your service. Now you move from that, you make the transition from those hairy areas where you were first guy in, that kind of stuff, and teaching and whatnot on the fly and being able to think outside the box, to the CEO of McAllen. Tell us about that group and what you do.
Well, when I left the Army in 2001, I'm going to ramble a little bit because it's all key. Back before 9/11, and this gets to the crux of what we're doing now with the Green Beret Foundation, there were no job opportunities for veterans, and I was literally unemployed for a year. And I was playing semi-pro rugby just for something to do. I was engaged and getting married. Anyways, when I got my first job, I was fortunate enough in a weird way after the towers fell to be called up the unit I was with was called up to support the invasion. So I was a retired technician, and because the unit, which was all civilians and engineers, did not know how to deploy, I was able to, because of my experience, deploy them. We went to an area in Africa, and we flew a bunch of missions over Afghanistan helping out the invasion force. And I got my first look at defense contracting, and I didn't like the way companies treated people. I didn't like the way companies were treating their customers. So I formed my own company in 2002, and my partner and I grew that from when he got out of the Army. He came and helped me out, and we grew that to a very large portfolio of companies around the world, one of which we sold last year. And I am now on my own as the McAllen Group, and we specialize in defense intelligence services. Product development, software development, and cybersecurity services in our group of companies.
Wow. All right. Good stuff. Thank you so much for your service, Sergeant Major retired Bruce Parkham. What an interesting story. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, anytime. Thank you very much, and thank you for what you're doing for our veterans, and I appreciate your support. Hey, have a great night.
Thanks. Thank you, too.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Papa's got a brand new bag. Come on, mama. I need to play you to see. And your man said, as fine as could be. Head on your head. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Turn here on America Tonight. Again, thanks so much for all of your service, people listening to us in the military and people who have previously served in the military. It's not just lip service. It truly, you have to be around veterans. I think you have to have family members who served if you didn't serve yourself. It'd be an interesting conversation to have one night on the show, and we've done it in the past. It's been a long time since we have. I have a friend that lives in Israel, and her son, for the first time now, just is doing his service because, of course, as you know, in Israel, everybody serves. Unless there's a few reasons why someone wouldn't, but they're very rare people that go on to be whatever they go on to be, from doctors to lawyers to just everyday folks. The idea there is everybody has to understand what it means to serve. And they have to serve in the military. And we don't have that, of course, in this country. Some people think it would make a big difference if we did. But the people who have made a difference in our lives are the people that have really put it on the line. And there isn't any question about it. The man who you just heard, Bruce Parkman, was certainly one of those, listening to his tales of being just dropped into areas and how much passion he had for it. And being there on the ground, can you imagine that situation in Kosovo? Absolutely incredible. So I did get a lot of emails from people who served or people who feel that the military often doesn't, in all branches, doesn't get recognized quite enough. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Manny in Illinois. It says, Miss Kate, I am proud to have served in the Army for over 10 years. I have to tell you, the camaraderie that you have with the people you serve with in these different units is so unique, and the bond is so close. You can understand, I think, what it means when somebody is lost, when you have to say goodbye to somebody. I have been in some pretty hairy situations and then had periods of service where I was on a base. Either way, it didn't matter. We were all a very close-knit unit. Like the movie title says, Band of Brothers, we were truly a band of brothers. Thanks for recognizing the military. Well, thank you, Manny, for your service. Yeah, that camaraderie, I've heard that before, including from my husband, who was on an aircraft carrier and was in the Navy, and then ultimately went on to get a degree in aeronautics, but said it was the stories he tells are funny, and he talks about the how close-knit they were, because at one point they were going after, on the aircraft carrier, they were going after Saddam Hussein, so they were kind of the warning shot out in the water, getting over there as a stopgap measure, and spent probably about 8 months on the ship because of that. And he said, you know, in those close quarters, you get very, very close. I mean, on a ship like that, on an aircraft carrier, they call them coffins where the beds are, because you only have so much space. You have three guys in these bunks that are on top of each other, and I guess that would make you pretty close. And I love hearing the stories across the board from, you know, so many people. Here's another one. This one from Jack, and this is Jack who says, Kate, as far as the military is concerned, I'll tell you what, we cannot do enough in this country, and in the past we haven't done as much as we should. I feel very encouraged when I hear of so much, how much we are starting to do in these veterans hospitals, or at least by all accounts trying to do, as far as manage some of the psychological damage for these poor kids who have been in some pretty scary situations in Afghanistan, and they don't want anyone's pity, but they definitely need help for the emotional terror that it puts on you when you're right there on the front lines day after day. It's very tough, I think, for so many of them to admit to PTSD, but to get that help. And luckily now it's much more in the open, and I hope it continues to be that way. I hope people realize how tough it is to struggle to survive when you suffer from PTSD. Yep, thanks for that. It is got to be tough. We've heard stories from other people who have been on the show about that it is an emotional journey that is like no other when you've walked in those boots, and then you come back and you try to assimilate into whatever kind of normal life, and how hard it is to make that transition. Here's one from Mr. Downtown. I know there's got to be a story there. Mr. Downtown says, Kate, I am so sick of this conversation about Obamacare. You nailed it. Everybody's health care is different. Yes, while there are little threads of similarities, mostly it's different because it depends on your age, depends on your family situation, your economic situation, and whether you work for a company or you own a small business or you're a contractor. Contractors can have it really tough in these circumstances. They have to take advantage of every single possibility, and that's part of it, knowing what you're entitled to, because I have a feeling a lot of people aren't even aware of what that looks like and what it means. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's like the whole situation with taxes. Most people, you know, it's that thing in your head where you say, oh, I hate numbers, I hate taxes, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. And so there are probably things that you should legitimately get as write-offs that you're not taking advantage of. Maybe you're in that situation, especially if you're an independent contractor and you own your own business. We've had Mike Bonacorsi on purpose talking about possible ways to save because there's no pension in these situations. And he's talked about some of the advantages, some of the ways that you can do it. And we'll talk to him more about that. But there are other things that you can do just on tax forms and whatnot. And the same thing with health care. If there's ways to pull a portion of that off, absolutely do it, especially if the premiums are going up on you and the deductible, because the deductible for most people would be worrisome too as well. If you've got debt, then you have to, something happens and you got to plop on some more debt on top of that. It's tough to get out from underneath that, especially if you have a deductible of $8,000-$10,000 or more. I think I've told the story about a friend who went to have a gallbladder removed, not thinking that had to happen. Then they kept her overnight for 3 nights in a hospital in Los Angeles, and she didn't need to be there for the 2 other nights of observation. But in the end, it was $150,000. She had insurance, but still had to pay over $10,000. Even with the insurance, it paid something like 80%, I think it was. And that can hit you pretty hard, I would say. And for some people, it's way more than that. There's no question that the situation is bizarre for too many across the country, and I think the confusion is just starting. There's much more that people don't realize, I believe, with their own health care that's happening. All right, quickly, this is our last one, this one from Carrie. Carrie says, I just want to say a big shout-out and a booyah to all the Marines out there listening to your show, Kate. It is a wonderful thing to serve with this country in the capacity that many of us have. And I thank you for the time, for allowing me to say that. I am someone who served in the military for 2 decades, and I'm proud of every single moment. Well, we're proud that you served for 2 decades. And, yeah, booyah is a good way to say that. To all of you listening to us in the military, thanks so much for your service.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.